Kings had ended the war scant years before, and their predecessors had been fighting for the same for centuries. The galaxy was grateful for the Legion, and so anything viewed as detrimental to that famed warrior branch was, necessarily, unpopular. But the House of Reason, encouraged by the relative stability of the galaxy, massive wars like the Rebellion of Sidon excluded, felt it necessary to have a greater influence over the Legion. Mutual growth for a beneficial relationship. That was how they packaged it during the debates. But the Legion and much of the galaxy saw it for what it was. A power grab. The politicians in the House of Reason and the Senate resented, envied, and even feared the position that the Legion had staked out in the minds of the citizens of the Republic. It was, after all, only thanks to the Legion that the Galactic Republic and thus its governing bodies existed at all. During the darkest times of the Savage Wars, when the collection of systems, planets, and colonies in the squabbling Unified Federation failed to muster a capable resistance against the relentless savages who had spread like a cancerous wildfire throughout the galaxy, it was the independent military force known as the Legion who fought back. It was the Legion's strength, not just its military prowess, but its strength of will, that made it possible to forge a government with the purpose of protecting life and liberty throughout the galaxy for all species. But it was also the Legion, knowing the conflicted hearts of men and the black hearts of career politicians, who insisted on including Article 19 in the Republic's Constitution. This hard reset clause gave the Legion the legal authority, if needed, to wipe the slate clean and start the government over again. If things ever got too bad. Just in case. And Article 19 was a sword of Damocles that the House of Reason and Senate desperately wanted taken down. That was the endgame of the appointment program, and everyone knew it. The long con everyone saw and couldn't get out of. Once known as the House of Liberty, the newly rechristened House of Reason had grown stronger than it was ever intended to be. Its influence had never been greater, and its agenda was shifting from protection and preservation to the shadowy, elusive, and ever-liquid concept of improvement. Part of that improvement dealt with tempering the original concept of liberty. Liberty is a thing that simply is. It's wild, natural, and frightening to stare in the face. It promises no comfort, no promises of safety, no easy answers. But it does provide unfettered opportunity. It's up to each individual to decide just how much liberty they can stomach. The House of Reason was more than willing to explain why freedom and liberty were best tempered by their guiding hand. How freedom was suitable in small doses but fatally unfair in its pure form. And so, in spite of promises that the House and Senate would never seek to impose their will on the Legion, their most radical members, the ones that the rest of the House could write off as extremists raving for their small base, called for change. The extremists became a movement, which became a platform, which demanded that the House of Reason must have some influence over the Legion, that it must be free to appoint officers in order to leaven the ranks to see things in a more balanced and fair way. And so, yeah, the Legionnaires hated guys like Wash, not for who they were so much as what they represented. Wash was part of the first graduating class of points. He wanted nothing to do with the House of Reason's agenda, because the Legion was made up of heroes, men of such unyielding talent and resolve that they were able to stand against the very gates of hell and emerge victorious. He knew they would never accept him as one of their own, and he didn't hold that against them. "Hey, Wash!" Wash swung his chair around and saw the face of Major DeLay Berlin, a fellow appointed officer in the Legion and Wash's closest friend. "How's the Major today?" Wash asked. "Another day in paradise?" "Don't knock it, Wash. We're piling up time served in a combat zone when we could